You know, when you cook your grains, leave them out on the counter for a day. If you die of botulism, come and sue me, okay? You'll be fine, okay? Much safer than all the stuff you buy from the store. We don't ferment enough. We don't allow this stuff, this healthy bacteria, to actually be introduced into our colon. And you heard it first here, but you're going to hear more and more about this in the decade to come. Now, the final piece of the West African diet, and none of this would be there without this, is the spices. And we don't cook with enough spices in our culture either. And these spices are medicine, okay? This is the pharmacy that you want to be shopping at, okay? Turmeric and cumin are more powerful antioxidants than naproxen or than any of those anti-inflammatories, and they don't burn your stomach, and they don't cause kidney disease and all these other problems, okay? So these are actually very, very powerful foods, and they also are shown to block the replication of cancer cells in the intestines. So very, very interesting. I think we're going to skip Okinawa, and it's probably the culture you're most familiar with, because we're supposed to end at 8 o'clock, and I talk too slowly here. Let me just tell you one little piece about Okinawa. I was there as a visiting professor for 3 months in the summer at Chubu University, which is kind of like the Harvard of Japan. It's this very prestigious medical school that's in Okinawa, and it imports all these medical students from the north of Japan.